This is Wade Bradsky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Far-right so-called populist has been elected president in Brazil. He has exalted the country's military dictatorship, advocated torture, and threatened to destroy, jail, or drive into exile his political opponents. Lower-income teenagers spend an average of 8 hours, 7 minutes per day using screens for entertainment, while higher-income peers spend 5 hours and 42 minutes, according to Common Sense Media, a nonprofit media watchdog. One of the groups that emerged from the women's marches, March On, has 17,000 members in Texas mobilizing for the midterms. Women's groups across the country are holding March on the Poll events now in Houston, Spokane, Winston-Salem, Washington, Baltimore, and Little Rock. Despite the need for more than 1.2 million more home health care workers by 2026, wages remain low. Between 2007 and 2017, inflation-adjusted median hourly wages for such workers fell 2% to 11.83 cents per hour from $12.08 per hour. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is planning to revise the proposed Obama-era rules for payday lenders, particularly targeting the core issue of whether or not a borrower can afford to pay as a condition of the loan. The People's Policy Project proposes establishing an American Solidarity Fund, which would be a dividend-paying social wealth fund. In their proposal, every American over age 17 would be given one share of the fund, which could not be sold and would pay a regular dividend. It would be funded by taxes on private wealth, public companies, and financial transactions. The average annual cost for child care is only $5,178 in Mississippi, $5,683 in Louisiana, $5,715 in Alabama, and $6,188 in Arkansas. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany took her first concrete steps to move away from political life, saying she would give up leadership of her conservative party while vowing to finish out her term as chancellor until 2021. Utah is rolling out a state-funded online-only preschool, now serving 10,000 children. In 2019, a federal grant is going to expand the screen-based preschool effort in Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Idaho, and Montana. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Bradsky, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.